Daf is Daf Lamed Zayin. So we got to the top of Lamed Zayin, and we're out of five lines down, where the Gemara asks the question, Ba'i Rava. So Rava asks, Koshi Malsha Tister B'Ziva. What if a woman is in the days of Ziva? She's counting Shimon Akim for being a Zava Gadola, and then she has the labor pains. So we wanted to know, does Dam Koshi, is that going to be Tosa? Just to remind ourselves from yesterday, Dam Koshi during Yimei Nida is Tame, but during Yimei Ziva is actually Tahor. So what's the effect of Yom Kushi in terms of Soser Shimon Akim? Will break up Shimon Akim or will not break up Shimon Akim? So the Gemara asks the suffix. Do we say Davar Metame Soser, that which has the ability to be Metame will break up Shimon Akim? So if she sees Dam Koshi, since this is Metame, even though she's not Metame for a Zava, but Hai Nami Metame Bimei Nidahu, that this Dam Nida, we know, when she sees Dam Koshi for Zava, it doesn't affect the Zava. But something elsewhere that is Metame, it's Metame if she were to be Nida. So it's something that has the ability to be Metame, but it's not actually Tame in this particular, for the woman, because she's a Zava at the current state. Oh, Dilma, we should say, Dava HaGorim So, so only that which actually creates Tumah in this context, and high lav garimu. But here in the context of a zava, which is what we're talking about at him, it's not garim. So we're talking about, is this a type of dam which has the ability to be metame elsewhere? Or we're talking about right now in the current situation, does it garim? Does it actually create tumah? So that's the suffix tumah or garim. That will indicate whether or not this is sosa or not sosa. So the Gemara says, Amr le Abai, Abai says, Ones beziva yochiach she'eno garim. So Ones Lagabe Ziva will prove to us this point. Why? If a Zav of a male were to see Dam Beones, or rather, whatever he sees Ziva Beones, so the din is he'd actually tower, because the Pasuk says, Mi Besaro Velo Machmas Onso, so a Zav who sees Ones, so sees his Zav Beones, is actually tower. Yet, if one were to see, if a Zav during his Shimon Akim were to see, Machmas Ones, it is Soser. It does break up his dates. We have an example where it's not Gorim, but it is Soser. So just like by Zav, it's not Gorim, but it's Soser. Here as well, the Dam Koshi, even though it's not Gorim anything to the actual Zava, it should be Soser as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Lai, is this really true? Hainami Gorim Hu. Ones Legabe Zav is actually Gorim. Why? How do we see that Ones is Gorim? Because we have the mission Zavim, which says Ra Ria Rishona Botinosa. If a man sees a first emission, we do an inspection whether it's Ones or not Ones. Because if it was Ones, he's not Tame. If it's not Ones, he is Tame. So we Botinosa the first time. Shania Botinosa and Shlishi ain't Botinosa. So even though for the first and second Ria for the male, we have to know whether it's Ones or not. Because if it was Ones, he's Tahor. You're right. That Ones is not Gorim for the Zav, the first two Rios. But for the third Riyah, we don't care if it's Ones. Ain't Botinosa, because even if it's not Ones, it is Gorim a carbon. But the third time, Ones is irrelevant, and it would be Gorim the carbon. So in fact, it is Gorim. And since the Ones is Gorim, that's why it's Soser as well. So there is an Arai from the Zav. In fact, you'd think the opposite was true. It has to be Gorim in order to be Soser. So then the Gemara says, fine. Ula Rebbe Eliezer Damar Af Bish...
I'm sorry, but wait. Yep, the first one he's a zafkata, right? And the second one is a zafkatan, and then the second one he's a zafkadol, and the third one is chayav korban.
Exactly.
So what's the difference between the last one and the first one?
That's the din. The din is to be a zafgadol, you need to have can't be Ones.
Why?
Based on psukim, based on drashas.
No, but the first two, it's zav is by itself an Ones.
No, it doesn't have to be. No, if it's Ones, it's Tahor then. Has to be Lo Machmas Ones. Has to come...
Yeah. I mean, it has to be from...
Mibsarov Lo Machmas Ones. How you figure out? So the Gemara goes through the inspection.
The third one, then he goes to the Mafreya, and the three of them are...
No, the Mafreya. If the third one he sees, regardless of why he sees, if he sees the third one Zav, a Ziva, he brings a carbon. But only the first two are Machmas, Lo Machmas Ones.
Right, okay.
So then the Gemara says to the Rebbe Eliezer...
Sorry, the first two are Lo Machmat Onsa, the
correct.
Third one is Machmat.
Exactly.
I didn't understand that.
So then it says, the Rebbe Eliezer Damar, Afbishlishit Botkin, so even the third one you do have to inspect, because for Rebbe Eliezer, you do have to have, even the third one can't be because of Ones. Even the carbon one can't be because of Ones. So for Rebbe Eliezer, so for the third one, it's not Gorim. Ones is not Gorim. Hachanami, Kevan de Lo Gorim, Lo Sasha, for Rebbe Eliezer, since the onus isn't gorim, it's not gorim the first two riyas, it's not even gorim the third riyah. We have to inspect do a bedik even for the third riyah. So for Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, how could then Mahmud Onsa ever sosir something for his up? And the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Leila, Rabbi Eliezer, Hachanami. In the world of Rabbi Eliezer, that Onsa will never be sosir Shivanakim for his up. Since Onsa is never gorim anything for his up, it can't be sosir anything for his up either. The Gemara says, Tashma, they bring from Rabbi Eliezer, their Rabbi Eliezer, Omer after Shlishis Botkinoso. For the third Riyah, you don't have to do Bedika for the male, for the Zav at all. You don't have to do any Bedika because, rather, you do have to do Bedika because the third one can't be Ones. So, but the Revit, but the fourth one ain't Botkinoso. The fourth one, you don't have to be Bodik. What's the fourth one? The fourth one is, if he saw three times, he's now a Zav Gdol. He now counts Shivanakim. If he were to see during Shivanakim, that's called a fourth one, it would be Soser. So when we say Revi'at, it's another way of saying for the Sphira, for that, or Re'itis, for that Soser, the Shivanakim, that you don't have to be Bodek. Why? Because even if it comes Machmas Onso, it's still Soser. So it comes out here, so my lab, the Sphira, is it not for Sphira? So now we're saying for Rabbi Eliezer, that if it's not Gorim, meaning Onso isn't Gorim anything, that's why you have to do Bedika, make sure it's not Onso, because if it is Onso, it's not Gorim for the Zog.
But if
it's not Gorim, though, how could it be Soser during Shivanakim? That's the question the Gemara asks.
Right, this is exactly the case of the...
Right. So the Gemara says, lo, when we do the Bedika during the fourth Bedika for the Stira, it's not with respect to Stira. It's actually not Soser. If it's an Onso, if you find out that it's Onso during the Shivanakim, it's not Soser. So why are you inspecting for the fourth one? So Gemara says, we want to know, l'tamuye lahu tipa b'masa, to know about the tumah aspect of this tipa. If one were to carry this tipa of ziva, is it going to metame him for carrying something? If I have a pot and the ziva is on the pot, or carrying it on a plate, is that going to be metame the carrier? That's what I want to know. If it comes machmas own, so it won't be metame me. If it doesn't come machmas own, so it would be metame me. But that has to do with tumas masa. But with respect to be soser, with respect to being soser, ain't a chanami, it would be soser, it would not be soser regardless. Because onso is not gorim, and therefore it's also not soser. Gemara then says, Tashma, the shlishis, the third one, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Botkinoso. You have to inspect the third one to see whether it's onso or not onso. The revi'is ain't Botkinoso, but the fourth one, which is the one that happens during Shivanakim, that which is soser potentially, you don't have to be Bodek, it's soser regardless. Now, the carbon amarti below the steer. The Brian says we only do an inspection with respect to the carbon, but with respect to stira, you don't have to inspect it at all, because if one were to see a re'iyah during the fourth one or during Shivanakim, it will be soser. So why? But why is that? Why is it soser? If we're saying now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that onso is never soser, and there's never gorim, so it shouldn't be soser. And the Gemara says you're right. That's exactly what it's saying here. El Rabbi Eliezer tifshu, the davar shein of gorim is soser. For Rabbi Eliezer, we have to assume even that which is not gorim, it still can be soser. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So we're gonna keep that away. But we still want to know, in the Shita of the Rabbanan Mai, what are they going to say? Do you only say that which is Soser, or rather that which is Gorim is Soser, or even that which has the potential to be Matame elsewhere, that even that would be Soser? So the Gemara says, let's answer this question for the Shita of Rabbanan. Tashma, Titani Avua, the Rabbi Abin, Ma Garm Lo Zovo. So here it's a question of the text that's used, the language, the verbiage. Ma Garm Lo Zovo, the word Garm is used. Ma Garm Lo Zovo Shiva, the Fikach Sosa Shiva. That which is Gorim is Soser. Ma Garm Lo Kiri, but for a Balkari, which is only Garim a Balkari to be Tamei one day, Yom Echad, if he were to see it during Shiva Nakim, it would be only Fikach Sosa Yom Echad. So the Gorim and Soser go hand in hand. Zov is Gorim 7 days, and therefore it's Soser 7 days. Kiri is Gorim 1 day of Tumah, and therefore it's Soser 1 day of Tumah. So in the Gemara says, Soser 1 day. So now the Gemara says, my Shiva, what do you mean is that the Ziva is Gorim seven what? Ilema de Matame Shiva, that's a Matame Shiva elsewhere. Hai Mai Zovo Tome Shiva Mibale. The word should have been Tome. Why did it say Gorim? El Allah, must it not be Davar HaGorim Soser, Davar Sheino Gorim Eino Soser? That the relevant factor here is not what's Matame in other contexts. Why know in this particular context, is it going to be Gorim anything or not? So it's the Gorim Shmamina, that's Soser, but that which is not Gorim would not be Soser. That's how the Gemara concludes. No, the language that's used. The question we had in the beginning here is, right, the question we had in the beginning is it gorem or is it tame? What's the driving factor? That's the suffix. Right, look back at Bari Rabbah says, is it gorem or is it tame? So here the Bari says, ma garm lo zovo. It doesn't say ma tam lo zovo, tame lo, it says ma garm lo. So the fact the word garm is used and not tame is used, that answers the question of Rava above. It's about gorem, not that which is tame.
Meaning whatever is gorem is also... whatever is also
soter. Right, but that which is not garm, even though it might be metame in another context, but currently it's not tame. The difference between garm and tame is tame. So the language garm is used.
So it's going to be a case that the zava would not be soter.
The garm would not be soter. Exactly. Because it's not garm.
Okay.
Right, so the Gemara now says Amar Abaye. Abaye says Naktinan ein dam ein koshi soser beziva. So we assume that dam koshi is not soser beziva, since it's not gorim ziva, because we said dam koshi is not gorim anything for yume ziva, therefore it's not sosa. Now, vi mishkachas tana damar sosa, if you do find, they're giving you advice, if you ever find a tana that holds that dam koshi is sosa, shivin akima zava, that must be the opinion of hahu rabbi Eliezer, but not the das of the chacham. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the Braisa Tanya, rabbi mirunis omer, ein leida sosa beziva. So if you have a woman who is ziva, or she's a zava gadol now, she's shivin akim, and then she is a yoleda, she gives birth. So what's the din of being sosa? Let's say she started counting shivin akim of zava, and then she gives birth, and she happens to not see any dam during leda. There's no dam there to speak of, but she's tamei tumas leda. So yoleda is tamei regardless of if she sees dam or not. But so she's tamei now, but there is no dam to speak of here. So if you want to know what's the din, ibay lehu mau shetala. Can you have days of Yoledis of Shivan Akim count towards the Zava? Because on one hand, as a Yoledis now, she's a Tame, but on the other hand, there's clean. There's no Shivan Akim. There's no Dam. There's nothing to see. There's no Ria. So what do you do with those days of Shivan Akim that take place during Yoledis, during Shivan Akim? So Ivailu Mao Shitala. So will the days of Yoledis of Shiv count towards Shivan Akim if there's no Dam or not? So Bai Amar Eino Soseris Veina Ola. On one hand, if she's during Shivan Akim, a clean Yoledis, if you will, a non-Dam Yoledis, it's not Sosa to Shivan Akim, but at the same time, it won't count for Shivan Akim.
Let's say she became a Zava 3 days before birth.
Right.
In this case, she would have to wait until she gives birth to a boy, she would count 7, and then after that, she would have to catch up another 4 days.
Exactly. So it doesn't break it up, but it doesn't count towards it either. And Rav Amar Rava says, Eino Soseris Ve'ola. He says, not only does it not contradict the Shivan Akim, but you can even count it towards the Shivan Akim. So if there were 3 days before Yoledes, and then she gave birth, and there was no Dam, she could count 4 days, even though she's Tamei Yoledes, but since there is no Re'iyah, it will count towards the Shivan Akim. So that's Machlokas. Again, Abaye said, the Yoledes without Dam is Eino Soseris, but it's also Eino Ola. Rava says, Eino Soseris, but it is Ola. It is also Ola to the Shivan Akim. So Gemara wants to know, what's the source, what's the basis for each opinion of Abaye and Rava? So Amar Rava, Rava, again, he's the one who says that you can count it. It is Ola towards Shivan Akim. Mina Aminola, how do I know? Dasani, the Braisa tells us. It says in the Pasuk with regards to Azava, the Pasuk says, V'safer lashi she count Shiva's Yamin, V'acher titer, after that there's a Tara, after all the Dam, all the Tumah goes away. So what does Acher mean? Acher lechulam. After everything's broken up, after all the tumah is no longer there, after all the dam nida, there should be a continuous shivan akim. So shalotie tumah mafsekes benem. There should be no tumah in between. So what does this mean? Now, Mishnah Gemara explains. If you're going to say bishma ola, that you're going to say a clean leda is counting towards its ola towards shivan akim. Hainu dilo mafsekes tumah. That's what means there's no breaking up of tumah because there's no re'iyah, so that's why it can count towards ola. This is achar titer. It's shivas yamim after all the tara. There's no re'iyah. Ve'ele'i amrit eina ola. If you're going to say that you can't count towards the yoledis, even though it doesn't soser, it doesn't count it. Well, if sik leida, what happens is then there's a big separation between when you count the shivan akim before leida until 7 days later where you can start counting the rest of shivan akim. There will be a hafsaka. That's not a continuous. That's no achar titer. Achar titer sounds like 7 consecutive days. So Gemara says, no, Abaye Amar Lach, Abaye says, the drush of the pasuk is, Shotei Tumah Ziva Mafsek Benem. Now they need 7 days in a row. You just need 7 days that they're not broken up by tumah ziva. But if you have a tumah of something else that's there, that will actually not break it up. So even though she might be tamei tumas leida, and 7 days of tumas leida after giving birth to a boy, that's not called a hafsaka. That's still considered continuous. That's still called achar titar, according to the sheets of Abai. We just can't have a tumas ziva that breaks it up, but a tumah yoledes that breaks it up, that we're able to tolerate. So that's how they both understand this bryce, this drasha. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Menon Amila, how do I know that you may leida, another source, how do I know you may leida without Rias Dam, can be Ola towards Shivan Akim? You could count during those days of your leida. Dasani, the Baraita tells us, based on the Pasuk, by Zava Gadola, it says Mizova. She has to be tar from her Zova. What do you mean Mizova? That's what she is. So Mizova, they're telling her, only Mizova, below Miniga. Let's say she's a Nega Teras, and that she now is Tami during Ziva, that's still fine. That you don't have to wait an additional 7 days after Saras. You could count during Saras. So she counts, let's say, 3 days. She's a Zava. She counts 3 days. And then she finds a Nega Saras on her. So now she's Tamei Tumas Maga. We don't care. You could still continue to count 4 more days of your Zava. Because only Mizava, Shivan Akim of Zava, but not from some other type of Tumah. And further, the Gemara makes a Drasha, Mizava below Milei Dasa. Meaning the Tumas Leida does not impact the Shiva Nakim. So this is a clear raya from the Brisa for the Shita Rava that you can count Shiva Nakim even during days of Yoledes, so long as there's no Riyas Dam. Now what about Abai? Abai who held, what's he going to respond back? Abai says, Amalach Tanachada. No, the Brisa is wrong. The Brisa only has one drush. It says only Mizova once. Mizova v'lo Miniga, from Tumazava, not Tumazmaga, but lo Tinei v'lo Miledasa. The drush of excluding Leda is not there. Tumaz Leda will actually break up the Shivan Akim. You cannot count it towards it. That was not part of the drush. That's not part of the bryce. So that's how they deal with the different opinions. So Rava now, hi Mai. So what's Rava going to explain to this? How is he able to make two drushes here? From Mizavah v'lo Minigo, Mizavah v'lo Miledasa. So Iyam Rebishma, if you're going to say Mizavah v'lo Miledasa, that she only has to stop seeing from the Zova, but in regards to Leda, we're able to be too much Leda, that's fine. It doesn't break up the Shivan Akim. So I did itzrech leida tani atu niga atu leida. I mean, the real drasha for Rava was really mizova v'lo minigasa. That's the real drasha. We just add in the mizova v'lo miniga, but that's not really a drasha. That was really intuitive. But Eli of Amrits Bris, you're going to say the really one drasha was really mizova v'lo miniga. That's really the drasha. So that we're excluding nega teras. So then, and we're not making the drasha of mizova v'lo minigasa. So hi, mivichi yitar zav mizova nafka. So mizova v'lo minigo. We already know from elsewhere that mizova v'lo minigo. Meaning, really the drasha here, if you say the drasha in the context, mizova is mizova v'lo minadasa, and really the drasha of nigo is learned out from the zov case where it says zova v'lo minigo, that makes sense. But if you're going to say the drasha of an akeva, it's really mizova v'lo miniga. Don't we know that from a man already? Mizova v'lo miniga, that everyone agrees to? So why do you have to have two different drushas of the same drusha teaching twice to exclude a naga? So again, let me say it one more time in a different way. Everyone agrees by a zav, by a male, the drusha is mizova v'lo miniga, because it's not shocked of later by a man. So the only thing you're excluding is when he stops seeing mizova v'lo miniga. But you see, naked taras, that's not going to affect the Shivan Akim. That's clear by a male. So now, when it comes to a woman, minniga, we don't need to exclude mizova, minniga. We have minniga, we already know negatras from a male. We can apply the same thing to a female. So the only available drasha for the female that we don't know is mizova, v'lo minadasa. But if you're going to say, like a bai says, no, the real one drasha by a female is mizova, v'lo minniga, well, you know that from a male. Why teach the same thing by a din, by a zachar and a keva? So a bai says, I'll tell you why. Because you cannot learn a zachar from an akeva and an akeva from a zachar. You need to teach both cases. Miniga v'lo miniga, mizova v'lo miniga. And you also need mizovo v'lo miniga. Why? So Gemara says, last line of the Amud here, Abai says, chad bezav, zava, chad bezava. You need one for the female, one for the male. And shricha. Di kasi rachman had a pasuk towards the din bezav. Because the Zav, Mishum Delam Matami Ba'onis, we know if a Zav were to see a mission, Ba'onis, he's not Tami. And therefore, we would think, Mizovo, V'lo Menigo. Aval Zavav, there's a Chumr by a female. that the metame bonus, even if she sees bonus, she's tamei, aim low. There we would say maybe she shouldn't be potter. Maybe she, if she's negat taras, it should be soser her shivinakim because she has other chumers, namely that of machmas onus is metameir. So maybe machmas niga is also soser the shivinakim. And tzricha, that's why you have to also have the same drasha for the female mizova flo meniga. And the opposite as well. The Ikasi Rachmana Bizova, have we only taught the din of Zova Vlo Meniga by a female, I would have thought Mishim Delo Metamid Berias Kiviyamim. Because there's a kula that if a woman were to see three times on one day, it's a what? Zova Katana, she needs to see 3 days. It's a kula she has. But a man, if he sees three times in one day, he's Tamei Zova Gedola, that's a chumrah. So just like with a kula by a female that she needs to have separate days, so it's the kula of Mizova Vlo Meniga. About but as of a male who's metami b'ri'os kiviyamim, if he's three times in one day, that's a chumrah, so maybe he doesn't have the kula of mizavo v'lo menigo, and tzricha eimalo, tzricha, you need to teach me mizavo v'lo menigo, and therefore there is no available drasha according to Abaye of mizavo v'lo miledasa.
And Rava doesn't say anything about this.
Rava's, he doesn't respond to this, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says back, now how do I know? How do I know that Yimei Leida is not Soser? If there's a Leida again without Dam, it's not Soser Shivnakim, but it's also not Ola. So what's my basis? The Tani, the Brahmin, teaches us, it says in the Pasuk by Yoledes, it says, Divosa Titma, the whole Pasuk reads, Isha Kisazria V'yolda Zachar, V'tamma Shivas Yamim Kimei Nidas, Divosa Titma. So what's that mean? We heard that it had a Joshua either a couple of days ago, I think it was, that it says, L'Rabo says, Boala, even the Baal Nidas Tame, Tumas Nida, if he's Boala Yoledes. And Devasa Tidma, the Rabbi says, Alelas. You would have thought only May Shivas Yamim, only during the days that she's Tame, but each night she's Tar when she goes to the Mikvah. Nope, a few Belailas she's Tame for Yoledes. And the third drasha is Devasa Tidma, the Rabbi says, Yoledes Bezov, one who's a Zava and then gives birth, Shetshicha Shetashev Shivanakim, she still needs Shivanakim. So my love, this does not mean Nikim Uleda, that she needs Shivanakim not only from the Zava, but even from the Leda. There can't be any Leda here either. So we see from here that the Tumas Leda, even though there may not be any Dam there, Tumas Leda does interrupt the Shivanakim. That's the drasha he wants to make. So Gemara says, lo, midam. With the drasha, when she has to sit, she has to sit Shivanakim, that means she has to sit Shivanakim of no Dam at all. And if she's no Dam, I don't care if she's Tumas Leda. We don't care the stats of Tumas Leda or the Tumas Negatras. We care about there being Dam or no Dam. And that's how Rabbi responds. You need Shivanakim of Dam. And even though if there is no Dam, even though she's Tumas Yolad, it would count towards Shivanakim according to Rabbi. That's Rabbi's response to Abaye. So then Abaye tries to bring another proof. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, I'll tell you how I know. How do I know again that the Yoledes is not Soser, but still also not Ola? The Sani, the Brisa tells us also by Yoledes, Kimei Nidasa Pasuk says, Kach Yimei Leidasa, Ma Yimei Nidasa Ein Ruin Leziva. So just like we know, a woman cannot be a Zava, cannot become a Zava during her Yimei Nida. So too, Ve'ein Tzviya Shivas Olal Behen, and also the Yimei Nida cannot count towards Shivanakim. So too, af yimei leidasa she'ein ruin leziva, so that the days of leida are not fit to the yimei ziva, ein svir shiva ol mehen. So the din would be as follows. So we're having, the pasuk itself has this equation. There's a hekesh in the pasuk that when a woman's yoledes, the pasuk says, oh, when she's yoledes, it's kimei nidas devosa tidma. She has the same din as a nida. So with respect to which din does she have like a nida? So the Gemara says, just like a nida, I'll read it one more time just to be clear about this. That kimei nidasa kachimei leidasa ma yimei nidasa during her days of nida ain ruin leziva. If she were to see dam during yimei nida, she cannot become a ziva. Just won't exist. And so too v'ain svir shiva ol men. And let's say the days of nida so will not count towards shivanakim. Right. Like, look at Rashi one second. Look at Rashi for 1 second here. Rashi says, the first narrow line, he says, Ma yimei nidasa ein ruin leziva, zain zava ela achar nida. Ziva only is relevant after the days of nida. Zain tvir shiva leziva olamen, deha michi havya zava lochai le yimei nida. Once she becomes a zava, yimei nida don't start until she has shivanakim. So you can't even speak of shivanakim during yimei nida. It doesn't exist. It doesn't get off the ground.
Zava while she's a
Nida will never happen. It can't even happen. It's not even Shayach because once she's a Zava, so Yimei Nida doesn't start until she has Shivanakim. So So she could be Zava for 5 years straight, and Yumenida will never start until she has a Shivan Akim. So for technical reasons, it will never have Yumenida can never count for Shivan Akim. It just won't happen.
She needs Shiva Akim to become a Nida again.
So too, just like Yumenida is out of the days of Shiva Siyamim, so too, the Gemara says, Af Yumele Dasa, Ein Ruin Leziva. If she's a Yoledes, she can't become a Zava when she's already Yoledes. Then also too, if she already is a Zava, Yoledes can't count for Shivan Akim. Ein Sviya Shiva, Ola Mehen. Just like you may need that, don't count towards Shivan Akim, so too you may Leda, don't count towards Shivan Akim.
Because Leda is the other one makes sense because it's a fact, meaning you can't become an Ida.
Exactly.
But here is
fine, but the Hekish though. But once it's a Hekish, once you're connecting Leda to Nida, so once Nida exists as is, we'll see the Gemara is going to address this question of Efshar Me'Efshar, but once a Hekish exists like that, so Yumei Nida doesn't exist for Shivan Akim, so too we're applying it to Yumei Leda. But your question the Gemara is going to address in just a moment. Rabbi says, no. Ha-mani, who authored this? This is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Mr. Nami Sasa. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and he thinks you could be Sosa, but we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, we could ignore this entire drasha, this Hekesh, and Yumei Leda can, in fact, count towards Shivan Akim. The Gemara said, wait a second, this is Ricky's question. V'chidan Efshar, Mishi Efshar. Do you really... By the case of Nida, it's impossible to have Yumei Nida when she's counting Shivan Akim. It just doesn't exist. So how do you use that as a model for Yoledes, which is, as you said, Efshar? She can have Yumei Leda during Zava. So Amar Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami Rabbi Elezi Damar Donan Efshar Mishi Efshar. No, remember we said above, this is Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer has a unique Shita that you can, in fact, learn Efshar Mishi Efshar, even though we don't normally assume that way. This Bryce is a Das Yachid of Rabbi Eliezer who allows you to. Rav Sheshet Amar, no. Rav Sheshet says this brisa could even be the Chachamim. Why? Akarchach Hakeshin Hakasim. There's a din that even though we say in general, Efshar Mishi Efshar, that's only true when it comes to a Gzer Shava, so we say you can't learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. When it comes to a Hekesh, which is the drush at hand here, you can learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. Just look at Rashi just to make this all clear. Rashi around, and I'm more than halfway down the page here, Hakeshin Hakasim, Afilu Rebbe Kiva, Hani Mili, when do you say Efshar Mishi Efshar? You can't do Efshar Mishi Efshar, Hani Mili, Dein Dunnan, Kigon Gzer Shava. When there's a Gzer Shava at hand, you say, you can't learn Efshar Mishi Efshar. Aval, with regards to Hekesha, Ein Mashivan Al Hekesh. When it's a Hekesh, so then you can't break up any questions, can't break it up, and you can learn even that which is Efshar Mishi Efshar. And back inside the Gemara says, Ikad Amri, to those who say, Amar Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Eliezerhi, the Damar Dan Efshar Mishi Efshar, the Papa Amar Al Karachan Hekesh Nakasa, which is pretty much a repeat of what we just said. Okay, not so bad, right? Okay. The Gemara then says, Kashisa Shlosha Yamim. So we're going back to the Mishnah on yesterday's daf that said if a woman's having labor pains for 3 days straight, so then, and she sees Dam as well, so the din was, we say that since it's connected to the Leda, she's not a Zava. So, but if there's a 24-hour period where the pain subsided, so then we would say that it's separate, and she would be a Zava, and then the Leda would come afterwards, she'd be Yoledes Bezov. So the Bari Lahu, the Gemara wants to know now, let's say the woman is having labor pains for 3 days, and she's also seeing Dam for 3 days, and then Shafsa Mizel Mizel. She stopped not only seeing the Tsar, but she also stopped seeing blood as well. Mahu, are we going to say in this case she's also going to be Zava? We're only in a situation where only situation where we saw they stopped seeing pain, but there's blood continuous. Meaning the point is,
well,
I'll say maybe...
Our normal case is which one?
The blood was continuous for 4 days, but there was only pain for the first 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that she saw blood on one day, that may have indicated the 3 days beforehand were also blood, and the pain was something really separate from it.
Right.
But now that there was a separation of both Dam and Tsar, so the Dam only accompanied by Tsar the 3 days beforehand, but now on the fourth day there's no pain, there's no Dam, so we see that the Dam and Kosher are connected, they're intertwined. And maybe that should indicate the 3 days before and we're actually connected to Yoledes. But it's only because the case we had in the Mishnah, there was a day of Dam without Kosher, tells us that Dam is because of Zava, not connected to the labor pains. Because again, it's not that we're saying the labor pains, the 3 days of pain, weren't connected to the labor. They were. We just want to know whether the dam was also connected to labor.
So she had 3 days of pain with dam, then she stopped everything, both, and then she gave birth.
That's the question at hand right now.
So do we say that the two periods are connected?
Exactly.
Both?
Right. Just, but it's important to know that the Mishnah, where there's 3 days of pain and 3 days of dam, and then there's a fourth day of only dam without pain, that tells us the dam that she also saw before and was also disconnected to the koshi.
Okay.
But now we don't see, there's no example of the dam disconnected from the koshi. The Gemara says, what's the din? Rav Chista Amar Tamei. In this case, if she stops seeing, she still is considered Tamei Zav. Because since we could just disconnect the 3 days, then we don't care what happened on day four. Day four is irrelevant. Rabbi Hanina Amar Torah, no, it's Torah. Because the fact that she stops seeing the pain and she also stops seeing the dam, that indicated the dam was intertwined with the pain, which is all about the Leda. So Gemara now brings two mashalim of how they explain their Shita here. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Chanina is the one who says that she's tahor in this case. If there's a 24-hour period of no pain and also no dam, she's tahor. Why? It's a mashal, l'melech sheyasa v'chayalos lefanav. You have a king who goes out, and in front of him are walking the soldiers. B'yadua shechayalos av shemelechin. It's clear that the soldiers who are now escorting the king, they are those of the king. So too he says with regards to the Isha, the same exact drasha. What's the drasha here? That a woman who's having labor pains, so even though she stops seeing the pain and she stops seeing the blood, since in the end of the day she gave birth, that indicates that the dam she saw was also machmas of lot. But there are 3 days with the soldiers, those were the blood and the pain, and even though there's interruption now, that indicates that's all part of the labor. The soldiers came first. So that's, again, an interesting mashal he gives as to how we know that she is tahor. She's not a zava in this case. Now Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista says no. If she stops seeing Tsar, and she also stops seeing Dam, still in that case, she's called a Zava. Why? Because he says, his Masha is Kol Shekein Debar Nafesh Chayos Tvei. In this case, you need more Chayos, you need more soldiers here. Because if we're saying that a woman who closed her Leda, that there's more pain and there's more blood that leads up to the Leda, and then the woman stops seeing the pain and she stops seeing the blood, so doesn't that clearly show us that that Machmas Vlad? You don't have the soldiers come for 3 days, and then there's like a day off, and then the king comes a day later. That shows us that there's a break. So once the parade stops for a full day, whatever the parade was, whether there's a marching band or people walking, whatever it was, that parade stopped, that indicates it had nothing to do with the king. You can't stop the day of escorting a king, so that tells us that what happened those 3 days earlier have nothing to do at all with the king's arrival, in which case here is the Yoledes, and therefore she would be a Zava, and it's not connected to the Leda itself. Okay, interesting, Mashalom, how it, you know...
Meaning he's going on the pain, so the pain should have been stronger, not less.
And the dam... this case is the pain, right? The pain, exactly, the pain, right.
Going on the pain.
Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tanan, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Laila V'yom, Kalei L'Shabbos V'yoma. When we send the mission, you need 24 hours of a break. Has to be in order. Has to be night and then day. 12 hours a night and 12 hours a day to count the 24 hours. Has to be considered. Sheshavtah minatzar v'lo minadam. As long as the pain subsided, even though the dam hasn't. So taima the minatzar v'lo minadam, only because there's no tsar, but there is dam. But ha mizem is that the implication is if there's no tsar and there's also no dam, that would indicate it would be tahora, and that's the tsiyufta derev chista. So Amlach Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, Lo mi bai, no, it's needless to say, Kate. Lo mi bai mizeh, the Tmei. Regardless, not needless to say, if there is both a separation of both Dam and Tsar, that certainly is Tameh. This Paskalei Chayot Lagami, because the soldiers have stopped. The soldiers have stopped, there's no pain, there's no blood, that's certainly not connected to the later. About one would have thought, though, Min Tsar v'lo Min Adam, had there been a pause of the pain, but not from the Dam, aim, I would have thought, oh, Kiecha de Midam la Paskal, just like from the Dam didn't stop, Mikushi lo nami lo paska. Really, there's no pain. The pain didn't stop either. But simply, she may not have realized the pain. It may have been a little softer. V'ha tunva bam hudinakala, and she just was confused. Her mind was. She went a little crazy. She wasn't focusing on the pain. The pain was really there. Kamashla, no. It's possible to have there to be dam and no tsar either. Let's try to get a little bit further now. So Tanan, the Gemara Mishnah says, kashita shloshi yamim. If she's having pain for 3 days, so chalasa yom. During 11 days of Ziva, she sees 3 days of Adam. The shavta me'ase la'ase, and then she sees, you know, should we finish this afterwards? Should we get ready for afterwards for 5 minutes to finish this? Yeah, I don't have work in pausing here, though. I don't have that's going to work.
But you have another for...
Yeah, okay.
We can go to the two dots.
Let's see. Okay. So then he says, let's say she has, again, she has labor pains for 3 days in a row during the 11 days of Yimei Zava, the Shalpsa Meiflites, and there's a 24-hour period where it stopped. The Yalda, then she gave birth. Harezo Yalda, this result. That's a classic case. 3 days of Dam and Tsar, 24 hours break. She sees, she gives birth. That's Yalda, this result. Hey, Chedami, what's the case here? If it's exactly how the bride presents itself, why do you need really 3 days of Zava? Betray Bekoshi, Bechad Beshofi Sagi. Had there been 2 days of pain, and then 1 day of no pain, so then the third day should also add to the Zava Gadola, because it stopped from the Tzar, but didn't stop from the Dam. And Lav Hachi Kamar is not saying the following, that Koshisa Shlosha Beshofsa Mizeh Mizeh. This must be a case where she had 3 days of pain and then a 24-hour period of no dam and no tsar either. Or the case where she had 2 days of pain and there's a third day there's nothing at all. There's no tsar, but there's still dam. This case clearly indicates that if there's a stoppage of both tsar and dam, she would be completely tahora against the sheet of Rebbe Chanina. To which Rebbe Chanina responds back, Amar la Rebbe Chanina, lo, v'yom kitikotani, really like what we're saying here. V'hok ma'ashvam, this is teaching us, v'afagav demaskal kishe b'shlishi, even though she started seeing Dam on the third day of Bekoshi, a little bit here in the beginning of the day, the shav to meish leish, but then there's a 24-hour break until the day four, halfway into the day four, it's still timeya, even though it's the third day there's Koshi, lafuke mi Rebbe Chanina. To exclude the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, remember, we had Rabbi Chanina who felt that if she had Dam Koshi in the beginning of day three, even though it stopped afterwards, he felt that that's all connected to Leda. But according to this opinion, we're saying no. If there's a Koshi on day three and it stopped for 24 hours, he actually says it would be considered interruption and it would be considered your Leda's resolve. Okay, a little bit confusing that last piece here.
So the maskana is it's machlokis? What do you mean?